on Daf Samach Dalet Amit Beis, we read in the Mishnah, Hamashres Ishtoi Yidei Sholish, a person is Mechanis Ishtoi with an apotropis, so he should give her Shnei Kabin Chitim, at least two Kabin of Chitim. So the Gemara asks, Moni Mas Nisin. The Gemara understood that the purpose of giving chitim is that she should have pas. Is moni mas nisin loy rab yechinim ben broike veloy rab shimin. It's now we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin v'kamo shiuroi mozain shtei sudis l'chol echod ve'echod. Now, Rav Meir held, we'll see that the shear of a Ruvi Truman, if one wants to put down pas for a Ruvi Truman, so he has to put down a shear of pas that's a mozin shtei sudis, l'chol echod ve'echod. That means that it's relative, the amount of how much he puts down, is each person eats a different amount by a sude. Mizaynai lechayil veloy leshabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda ima leshabbos veloy lechayil. Vezeh vezeh miskavnin lehokel. Let us see what Rashi says. Moni mas nisin le Rav Yechem Abroik le Rav Shimon. Kamo hu shiuroi shalei ruvei tchumim. Miskavnin lehokel. Rav Meir hayerogel lechol pas b'shabbos yoisem ibechol. Rav Meir used to eat more pas in Shabbos, so yemamshich pas lechol minim haboim lefonav. With each new min, he used to have pas like this. In the week, he didn't have too many minim. So memele, so plain bread wasn't too appetizing. Shabbos, there were more minim, so he used to eat more pas. Ve Rab Yehuda ho yoichol pas bechol yoisemi b'Shabbos. Rab Yehuda used to eat more pas bechol than Shabbos. She yisaveya b'minei madanim. Shabbos, it was not necessary to eat too much pas because he became satisfied with the minei madanim. So memela. So, Rav Meir says, Mozein shtei sudis l'chol echod ve'echod for each person what he eats. Mizoinai l'chol. How much pas he eats in chol v'loy l'shabbos. Shabbos eats more pas, but the shiur shtei sudis does not have to be a shabbistic sude, as long as it has a teires sude for chol, so that's also sufficient. Rab Yehuda Oimer l'Shabbos v'loy l'chol. He says that since Shabbos you eat less pas because there's more things to fill yourself up with, so therefore the shear of eruvei tchumim is asuda Shabbos v'loy l'chol. V'zeh miskavnin l'hokol, and both of them are being mechavin lahokol that it is sufficient the minimum shear of a sude. But these are relative shiurim. Shiuroi shtei mis sude mazin shtei sude l'chol echad ve'echad. I mean, each one you look at how much pas he eats during the week and during Shabbos. But now we have the Achleikis Tanoim, who are Chaylik on this, Rabbi Yechon ben Breike and Rab Shimon, and they hold there is a standard shear sude. Rabbi Yechon ben Breike Oimer, Rabbi Yechon ben Breike says, Kikar, a bread, Halakuach bepunyin, that you can purchase this bread for a punyin, mi arba soin lesela. That means if the going rate is that you can purchase four saw for a sela, So if you'll figure out how much you can a kikil that you can purchase for a punyin, so that is a shir of shtei sudeis. Now Rashi explains this as follows. Let us see Rashi. Rab Yochanan ben Broike nosan shir kotzov. He did not say it's lechol echod ve'echod. There's a shir kotzov. Kikar halakuach bepunyin, a kikar that you will purchase for a punyin, kshelaykhin balid soin besela. When the going rate is that you purchase four saw with a sela, so a kikar that you could purchase for a punyin, hein shtei sudis. Because al kedaitach, the Gemara held now, chatzikav, that shtei sudis is a chatzikav. Now, how do we get to this cheshbin? So the cheshbin is a poshita cheshbin. Shrei hasela memches punyoinim. Hasela is 48 punyoinim. How do we get this? Sheish mo kesef dinar. Now, there's four dinrim in hasela, but let's just figure out how many punyoinim there are in a dinner. There are six more kesef in a dinner, umo shnei punyoinim. And a more is two punyoinim, hare yud beis ledinner. So there are 12 punyoinim in a dinner. Vidalid dina lesela, and there are four dinrim to a sela. So if there's 12 punyainim in one dinner, so in a sela, so we'll multiply this by four, are memches. So there are 48 punyainim in a sela. Now, and we say when we buy, we're speaking about Arbeso lesela. Now, let's figure out how many half kabim there are in arbesoin. So Rashi says like this, Vidalit soin, chof dalit kabim. Dalit soin is 24 kabim. There are 6 kabim in a so. So there's 24 kabin in Dalit Soy. Mem ches chatzoi kabin. And there's 48 half kabin. So now we have a very simple cheshbin. So for 48 punyoinim, you could purchase 48 half kabin. So that means a kika of one punyin, which you purchase for one punyin, I mean that's a kika of a half a kab, that is two sudas. And just let's have a preview. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha, but let's just jump the gun. So there's a meridike kasha. So it comes out, two sudas is a half a kab. One kav is 4 sudis, and 2 kabin are 8 sudis. Now, we are giving a woman a week's amount of pas. We're giving her two kabin. That's what the Mishnah said. We're giving her 2 kabin. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, 8 kabin, we're giving her 2 kabin. 2 kabin is 8 sudis. At least you need 14 sudis a week. 14, 15, we'll see. But, not 8? So that Emerson, the Gemara's going to first bring down Rabbi Shimon, but Al Kaponim, but according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, by giving her 2 kabin, you're just supplying for 8 sudis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds that a chatzi kav of chitim is sufficient for 2 sudas. Okay, so now let's go a little further. Rab Shimon said, "Shtei yodois lekika, two-thirds of a kika, mishalosh kikrais lekav." From three kikrais that come from a kav. So, without even seeing Rashi, we have here a poshet teheshbet. Two-thirds of a kika are two sudis. That's what he says. Two-thirds of a kika are two sudis. Of a kika, that there are three kikrais in a kav. So it comes out that in one kav, there are nine sudis. Because he's telling us like this, two-thirds of one kika are two sudis. So a third, we have a cheshbon, we have a klor cheshbon. One-third of a kika is one sudis. So you have three kikris, so three kikris have nine sudis. Three kikris have nine sudis. So again, the Gemara is going to have a kash. Let's also have a preview, which is just know the cheshbon. So it comes out one kav is nine sudis, two kavmen are 18 sudis. So now we're giving her too much already. So that's what Gemara is going to eventually ask. So according to Rab Shimon, we're giving too much. We're giving 18 sudis. And according to Rab Yechon and Baboik, we're giving 8 sudis. But the Gemara, in the meantime, we'll say a few other cheshbonis. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rab Shimon Oimer, Bei Sudis, you're looking for a shear of Bei Sudis. Hein Shtei Yodais, this is two-thirds. Shall kikya of a kikya mishalosh kikrais lekav. If you make three kikras out of a kav, so two-thirds of one of these kikras is two sudas. Nimtza hakav tes sudas. A kav, you can make tes sudas. Sholosh sudas lekikya mishalosh kikrais lekav. Now, so let us go further, but now we're just learning Mishnah Neirivin, so the Gemara brings down all the halachas that it says in that Mishnah. Chetzio lebeis hamnuga. Now, a half of this kika, now we have over here, what now this seems is a hemshech of Divrei Rab Shimon. Chetzio lebeis amnuga. A half of a kika, which is, we just mentioned, a kika is really a three sude dike pas. You have enough lechem there for three sudes. A half of this is sufficient for a beis amnuga. Now, a beis amnuga is if a person is shoye in a beis amnuga, a shir achile, as the time it takes to eat one sude, so he's tamei. So Bemison, this is a very, very unclear. Chetzio lebeis hamnuga, we just said that the shir for beis hamnuga is one sude. So one sude is not a half of a kika, a third of a kika. So what shot is chetzio lebeis hamnuga? But let us see Rashi. Chetzio shel kika lebeis hamenuge. Hashoye bebeis hamenuge. The person was waiting in the beis hamenuge. Kidei achilas pras. The time it takes to eat a pras is chatzi kika. The time it takes to eat half a kika. Betame begodim. Now the makir of this is Kedechsiv v'ha'oichel babayis yechabes begodo. And the Gemara darshins, it is not necessary to eat bepoyo, no kishe shoye shira achila kosum medabe kedesanyi beteres kaini. Period. Now, the Rashi asks now, so if we need a shira achila, a shir sude, ואף על גב דגבי סודס ערב אמרנו גימל סודס בקיקה. So if you're looking for a sheer sude of to be shaya in the base of menugia, so it's a third of a kikya. It's the same thing. It's a din, you need a sheer sude for an erev tchumim. You need a sheer sude for a base of menugia. So why all of a sudden when it comes to a base of menugia, we make it a larger sheer sude? So Rashi says, Ein boy ela beis sudeis beinenis. That means, Rashi says, between you and me, that what we said, a third of a kiker is one sude, that's a very skimpy sude. It says that in sude l'gab erev tchumen, that's also sufficient. But a sudeis beineni is a half a kiker. Shall Erev Shiurei Lahokel Ubimitzum Tzomei. So by Erev Trumim, a third of a kika, which is a skimpy Suda, but also sufficient by Eruvei Trumim. So we say that a third of a kika, which is a ninth of a kav, is a Suda for Eruvei Trumim. But when it comes to Kudei Achilas Pras by Beis Menuge, then we go to a little bit a more plentiful sude, and that's a half a kikah. V'hainu damrinen Achilas Pras b'chol shir shehiyas sude. That's why whenever we say the time it takes for a person to eat a sude. So pras means a half. Lefishe shiruah kachatzi kikah. It's a shear of half a kikah. So this is vayta Rab Shimon. So the Rab Shimon aimer shta yodes lekikah mishos kikahs lekav chetshio about a half of a kikah lebeis hamnuge. Bachatzi chetshio livsoil es hagviya. V'chatzi chevtze livsel es hagviya, ha'eichel shiel chatzi pras, that means a quarter of a kikir, oichlem temeyim, he ate oichlem temeyim, we'll see, this is two beyim, we'll see, nivsal gufoy milechel betumen. So if a person ate two beyim of oichlem tmeyim, he is not permitted to eat trum anymore, which is a psul gviya, this is a tumah darabonon, ad she yitfoil, till he has to tovel himself. The who beis beyim. Now, this is two beyim. Now, how do we get this cheshbin of two beyim? A quarter of a kikir is two beyim. Shahakikah shel gimel lekav, a kikah that there are three kikahs to a kav, ches beim is eight beim. So a quarter of such a kikah is two beim. Now how did we get ches beim? Shahakav chof dalet beim. One complete kav is 24 beim. Now, we say there are three kikras in a kav, so one kikr is ches beim, and a quarter of that kikr is two beim. Dalid lugin. That means that there are four lugin in a kav, and there are chav dalid beim in dalid lugin. Chetzio shel kikr dalid beim. Now, half of a kika will be dalet beim, chatzi chetzio, beis beim. So if a person eats two beim of oichlem tmeim, he's not permitted to eat trume till he tables himself. The chatzi chetzio, lekabel tumes oichlem. Now, to be mekabel tum, you need a kebeye. So mamele, so that means an eighth of a kika, which is one beye, that is mekabel tumen.
Fine. So now, the Gemara now goes back to the Kasha. Money. Who is our Mishnah going according to? I Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikes, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikes, Tamni Habyen. We said a half a kav is 2 sudas, 1 kav would be 4, and 2 kav would be 8 sudas. So we have 8 sudas, and we're giving her a shear of 8 sudas for a whole week. V'i Rab Shimon, if it's going according to Rab Shimon, Tamni Sori Habyen. So it's 18. 1 kav is 9 sudas, so 2 kav and 18 sudas. And all we need is 14 sudas. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, Tamni sudis habien, kabayim chitim demasnisen, ba'aboes rei sudis, yitzricha l'shabesh, he needs 14 sudas for a week, and you're just giving her 8 sudas. And the Marshal speaks about what's with Shalosh Sudas, so we need 15 Sudas. So he said, no, Shalosh Sudas, others say you could be Yitzah with, you don't need pass, some Emelah, so the minimum is, that's what the Marshal wants to say. The Marshal says that, My Peresh Rashi Yudalit Sudas, Eloihein Tezvov Sudas, Lekula Ome, Shreiboi Gimel Sudas, B'Shabbos, Kedulakamon. Yeah. He wants to say, the Marshal, V'Shein Echochis Kol Kach Shiochel Ashlima, V'Nitagima Peres, so he didn't, he just know, at least 14 sudas you need about kaponim, so that's why here you made, so. That was the problem. And v'i Rab Shimon da omar tesudas lekav, shmeine oser havyen, v'yene tzricha le yudalit, she needs 14, so why are you giving 18? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, "La'olam yab reichenem ben breika." Will it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika? Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, we said it comes out that the 2 sudas are a half a kav. The Omar Rav Chizde tzeimehen shlish lechenveni. Ochinami, Aisi, Tilse, Shodi, Alayu. He says, Rav Chizda had said that you have to understand when you're paying one pundian for a kikar of a chatzi kav, the chenveni, the one who made the kikar, is also getting a profit. That means that really, so he's getting the kikah that he's selling you is really, you should divide it up in thirds. And, you should divide it up in thirds. And a third, you're not, is he's getting. I mean, so he's getting in 2 kav, in a kikah of a half a kav, there's really 3 sudas. Let's see what Rashi says. Say mehem shlish lechembni. Ab yechenin loishir bechatzi kav, ela bekikah alakuach bepundyoin minachembni. Vuhu lokach abo soim chitim besela. The Chemveni purchased Aboim Soim, which Abo Arba Soim comes out is 48 חצי קבן, ומסתכל שליש בתרך. And he gets a third for his profit. נמצאו בחצי קב שלוש סעודות. Really, in a חצי קב, there are three סעודות. השתיים ומייחר בפונדין, שנוסן, והגימול מסתכל. And the third סודה that he takes for himself. So memele, so really a kiker, if you will deduct the profit that the chenveni is taking, so it comes out in a chatzi kav, there are three sudas. So let us make a cheshbon. So in a chatzi kav is three sudas, in a kav is six sudas, and two kabin is 12 sudas. So we're still not too good. We're missing two sudas. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Tzemem shlish lechendani. Hochinami aisi tilse shodi alai. So also take a third more. He says, nitzchatzi kav, he can add a third, which is another sudas. Fact the Gemara, fine, abakati tarti sori havien. There's only 12 sudas here, and you need 14 sudas. So the Gemara says, havien, tarti son havien, oichelas imei leli Shabbos. No, listen, it says in the Mishnah, she eats with him leil Shabbos. So leil Shabbos, that's who he's paying for. So Memele, so he gave over seed. Moshe Ganes had 13 sudas. We're a little closer to our goal. It's still not 14. But Al Kapana, the Gemara is going by Hadrog. 13 sudas. So the Gemara says it's not so poshut that Echelasi Miller Shabbos means that she eats with him. Anichelamanda Omachila Mamish, it means Takesh eats with him. So good, so. We raised it to 13 sudas. Elamandia ma'achila tashmish ma'ika l'meime. But if you say achila means tashmish, so we're back to 12 sudas. V'oid, and if you will say it means achila, but tleisa having it's 13 sudas. No, we're still missing a suda. He's only giving her, that means in the kika there are three sudas, and achatzikav. So there's 12 sudas in Kabayim, and I feel you say Echelasime is a 13th suda, but we need 14 sudas. So the Gemara says, Elo kedi Omar Rav Chizde had said, no, it's really in a kiker that you purchase with a pudyin, there's really four sudas. Say mehen machtze lechen v'ni. Really, the half of it is he takes the, really this four sudas, and he's selling two sudas, and he's taking profit for two sudas. Sochanami, os yepalge v'shodi alai. Yet on another half faces. So, in each chatzikav you have four sudas. Frek the Gemara. Before we go further, Kashi de Rav Chizda. Hey, Tamer Rav Chizda says that he takes a third for profit. You say he takes half for the profit. So Moshe says like Kashi. Oba Asra de Yovi Tzivi, Oba Asra de La Yovi Tzivi. Sometimes the customers used to supply the fuel. So if they supplied the fuel, so Memel, then he only took a third of the profit for the Tirche. If he supplied the fuel, so then he took half, he wanted half should be his profit to pay for the fuel that he supplied. So Bekitzel, so pshat is that the husband gives her fuel, he pays the orange and macklin bill, so Memele, so if he's paying for the fuel, so we're saying, a kika that will cost a pundin, which is a chatzikav, has really four sudas. No, 4 Sudis already, so a Chatzi Kab is 4 Sudis, a Kab is 8 Sudis, 2 Kabin is 16 Sudis. Now we're giving too much already. So now that's also no good. Fek de Gemore I Hochi Shitzeri Havien. So it's 16 Sudis. Fek de Gemore Keman Ke Rabchitke. Oh, maybe it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabchitke. The Oma Arbe Sudis Chai Bodem Lechel Bishabis. Oh, that's not the 16 Sudis, but it's a Doichik. To say that we have a Stam Mishnah like Rab Chitke that says a person is Machayv to eat 4 Sudis on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Afilu Taimer Rabbonon, it's going according to the Rabbonon. So Memele, so we only have to eat 15 Sudis. So why does he give her pass for 16 Sudis? Dal Choda Lo'ochi Yepolchi. That means if someone comes, I guess, the chleis you should have already. If someone comes to visit her, so he gives a pass for one suda, for an oirech. So the Gemara says, Ashti da'osis lohochi. So now we just came to a new explanation of the Mishnah, that we don't give only for her sudis, we add on some for ochi yepolchi. Is afilu teime Rab Shimon. So it could be our mission is going according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, we had 18 sudis. We had 18 sudis, we only needed 15. L'rabonon daut las lo ochi yepolchi. So, Rab Chitke dal tauti lochi yepolchi. So, fakir, so could be it's going according to Rab Shimon. We give, shnei kabim, which is enough for 18 sudis, and the yisrin, even though we only need 15 or 16, the rest are for ochi yepolchi. Let us see Rashi. If the dichenveni is supplied also with fuel, Ain't a mistake of a shlish, but welcome shiny nice and eight, some akablats of matzah, shemaita kikrais, limke beyoika, kede yitzias eight, and command kerabchitke bit me, name kerabchitke sosam lon mas nisan doma bachokis, we are kodi shabbosudis le shabbos, abshimidoma tamne sorry habien, be karabon and svirulei, letana de don besudis shabbos, doubtless he sailed to lochi, a polchi, Zogt Teisves, v'chatzi chetzio livsoil es ha-gviye. So Teisves says, hach psul gviye, ein ze oysa gzeire de yutches dovo, doichel oichel rishin, doichel oichel sheni, poysel es ha-trume, k'may shepirashnu beperkei tzad mishtatvim. So Teisves and Eireben explains, there were two gzeires. There was one gzeire k'dume before the yutches dovo, that if a person ate two bayim of oichlim tmeim, so he's not permitted to eat trume. He's not metame trume. He'll touch it and won't become tome. Not a tumas mage. But he has a din tome legabi achilas trume. Later, there was a later gzeire from the yutches dova that if a person eats oichlim tmeim, a rishin or a sheni, he becomes posel lifsol as a trume b'magen. So this is, so Tais is explaining this din of two bayim is on the gzeira kedume. Keman kerab chitke. The Gemara said it's going according to Rab Chitke. That means we had ended up by 16 sudis. So the Gemara says, Keman kerab chitke. So it's 12, It's 12 for the 6 days of the week, and 4 for Shabbos. The Gemara is, but come on, Kerab Chitke. Vim toim al di day nami le nichalei, lamandom eichelesim ilel Shabbos, eicheles mamish, some mele, so we have already 17 sudas. Shema yochalim al tameich, miskon eish Shabbat, chala yischan avi lochi apolchi. According to miskon, everything is good. Whatever extra we have, that's ochi apolchi. Zog de Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah that if he gives her Sa'irim, he should give her double the amount. 4 carbon of Sa'irim. And Rabbi Yossi said, Lo posak lo Sa'irim ella Rabbi Yishmoel, shayusamuch le'edayim. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yossi lo posak Sa'irim ella be'edayim. So the Gemara says, "Ela be'edim who da'ochlin soirim." Don't understand. Only in edim they eat barley. Because alma loy ochli. What do you tell me? Only if you talk about soirim, that's only in edim. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kama loy posak soirim kiflayim bechitim." That what it says. That if you're giving us soirim, it has to be double the amount of chitim. They're very inferior. So in order to give her an equal amount of Sairim, which are equal to base carbon of chitim, you have to give double the amount. But if you're not giving inferior Sairim, you don't have to give mamish double. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'noisin lo chatzi kav kitnius. You give her a chatzi kav of kitnius. V'ilo, so it says what you give. You just don't give bread, you give kitnius, you give shemen, groigres, you give fruits, you give some lentils. I mean, you give kitnius. Frag de Gemore beilo yayin loiktoni. What about wine? So I says you don't give wine to a lady. Misayile le Rabbi Lozo, the Omar Rabbi Lozo, ein poiskin yaynois le isha. So what does Rashi say? Ein bezden poiskin yaynois le isha, shayayin magilo le taivis tashmish. That's not so. We don't give wine for a woman. Frag de Gemore vim toima eilcha achei ma'ahavai noisnei lachmi umeimai tamri upishti shamni vishikuyoi. So it seems that this Isha wants to go back to her oyevim that gave her all her necessities, lechem umayim shemen vishikuyoi. In Shikuyai, the Gemara understood, means wine. That's mashke. So we see a woman does drink wine. So Ma says, no, dvorim she'isha mishtekekes aleim. Shikuyai means the things what a woman desires. Umayninu tachshitim. So Shikuyai does not mean wine. Shikuyai means tachshitim, which a woman desires to have. I saw the Yaakov asks Akasha, yes, Samaritic Akasha. He says, this Pasuk is speaking about a Zayne. So, Eicha Achei Ma'avai Noisni Lachmi, speaking about a Zayne. So, Fakel, she needs wine. That's part of her, umness. If it says that, Yain is Magila Lataivis Tashmish, so Memele, so, so that she wants to go to get the things what she needs for her asokim. But what's this? He doesn't understand the kash of the Gemara. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar neviriya, bomrole ish kfar neferchayu, minayin shein poiskin yeinois leisha, a different mekaya. You don't give wine to a woman. Shenemar, it says in the Posik, Vatokom chano achrei ochlo, vishiloi, vachrei shosoi. After she ate and after he drank. Shosoi, veloi shososiso. shasos. It seems she ate and he drank, but she didn't drink. So you see that a woman doesn't drink what? Frag de Gemara, it's very interesting. Elo ma'ata ochlo v'loy ochal. So let's make a fakel to diik that after she ate, but he didn't eat. He just drank and she ate. You're making these nice diukim. Ochinami. So that's what you'll tell me. So the more answers, anan mi dishani krobe diburi kamrina. No, here we're not stamazai. There's a shine yako. Michdei begava ko osik va osi. The posik is speaking about vatokom chana ache yochlo. So speaking about her. And all of a sudden, when it comes to shtie, zirat says ochlo, because they were talking about her. Vatokom chana ache yochlo. So he can make a deek, he didn't eat. But all of a sudden, when we're speaking about her, all of a sudden, and he drank. So why are you talking about him? So I said, so she didn't drink. That's coming to tell us. My time is shoni. Why did the posik all of a sudden change the gender? Shmamino shosoi v'loi shosos. Let us see Rashi. No Rashi. Achei och lo. So Taisu says, "Kamoi achei ochlo mapikei." There's no mapikei there, but it's like after her eating. Mashme. Taisu is for afal pi shaloi ochlo. She didn't eat anything. Kedersi vativke v'loi seichel. The pasuk says she was crying. She didn't eat. He wanted to give her, but she didn't eat. Mikol mokim islan lemidreshochi batokem chane achei shas achilo so. That means she didn't eat, but she stood up after the time when she should have eaten. Shohoyel olechay. V'achrei shosoyel kono beisei chutz mimeno. That means she didn't eat, but she got up after this man that she should have eaten without eating. And after he, the olkone and the bnei beisei, they drank wine. Shaloi ho yolo lishtais. Elkach v'yachsheveh eili lishikaira. Eili held she was a shikaira because right after this man sude. That means she came right to be mispala right after this. So this is as mana b'chilen shtiyah. And he was under the impression. That means no one comes now. That means was a little empty by the Mishkan because, the people were just finished eating. So when one is eating, he doesn't run straight to the Mishkan. So Mamela, that's what he told us, was after this man Achila Shtia. Shosai v'loi shosos. Midloi koma v'achrei shosai so dum yedachila shetolobo. Inami, so it should have said, behedye, after she drank, if a woman drinks. Inami achrei ochil v'achrei shosai, or after eating or drinking, you'll say a makir, don't say a loshen. So that is another makayr that a woman, that is the makayr, I said the first, we had a kasha from the first posse, but this is the makayr that a woman does not drink wine. Meisve, we learned, rigilo, naisnilo, a woman who's ruggle to drink wine, is you give her. So the Gemara answers, rigilo shani. And we'll see in Taisus, what was the Gemara's kash? It says, rigilo naisnim lo. So what's the kash? We'll see in Taisus, the Gemara, but it would seem that, by now, Mishnah, filo rigilo, you also don't give up. The Omar Ravchinine Bakahana Omar Shmuel, rigilo naisnim lo kaisechot. She'ain regila noisnilo shnei kaisis, which is very difficult to understand. So the Gemara says, "My comma, what are you saying? אמר רבי הוכי כמה, רגילו בפני בילו שני כויסס. If when she's eating together with her husband, she usually drinks two kaises, שלוי בפני בילו נויסנו לו כויס אחד. So שלוי בפני בילו, we give her one kais. That means if you mashche ishtoi, she's not eating together, I give her one kais. A meal. Eino regila bifnei baila ela kais echad, but if when she's eating together with the husband, she only drinks one kais. Shalei bifnei baila neisni lo kolik. So we'll see in how at the lashon of Shmuel, how we'll see in Tosfos. Viboy yiseima, if you want, I'll tell you another pshat. Regila, that what he said, regila neisni lo, that by regila you give her, so yes, takashe, litzike kedera. That means this was a machel. It seems there was a machel they were able to pour the machel. It was a machel they put in, it was a spicy machel. And they used to put wine into this machel. So memele, so, regila that she is rogel to eat this machel, which was a makavadik machel, and you have to give her wine because wine is one of the ingredients of this machel. Tzikir kedeira. The oma ravabo oma rabbi yechene maise bekalose shal nagdimen ben gurien Shaposkulo Chachomim, this seems this was the Mezainish she needed, she was a Shmeres Yavam. Sosayim Yayin Litzike Kedeira Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. They said that she needs two saw of Yayin for Tzike Kedeira. That means she ate a lot of this machos, that's a lot of wine. So they said that she was Rogel, she was Regila. Now, she was, this is how the Marshal says, Pshat, Omro lehem, kach tifseku livnei seichem. So she was fuming. That means when your daughters will be a shayla, how much wine to give them, they should also give them sosayim yayin. So the Marshal says, that means, she said this much too little. It means, I need much more yain. So she was fuming. So because she was fuming, so that is why, she gave them this broche. Tono shemeres yovam hoiso. Now she was a shemeres yovam. Loi ono acher omein. That means like this, it seemed in her broche that she was giving them, she said, your daughters should be like me. When they'll be a shemer is yavon. So that doesn't, that was a shtiku klola. Some email, they didn't want to say omein. That means if she would have been receiving this, not out shemer shom, she'd be receiving this chveis out mashre ishtoi. And they paskin that you have to give her sosayin yayin. And she would be fuming and say, for your daughters they should paskin like this. So they would say, amen. That means, okay, we gave you enough. You're the bistachaza. I mean, whatever you'll get, you won't be satisfied. But then they would have said, amen. That's a bro. Halavai, our daughters should have such menus. They should give them, so much yayin l'shavua. But al kaponim, she was a remember, she was an amona, shemeres yavam. So they did not want to say, amen. That's how the Marshal Bach Sechmi says. The Marshal says, Daito hoye lekalolo. That's what she wanted. Let's lay me sheposkolo ma'at lefi daito. Yimikol mokam hoye lam lechachomim lanis acher omein. Shrei hoye harbei. Mashal says it was harbe v'harbe, so they should have said omein. Elo mishim sheshemeres yovamoy selerotzalam nis omein. Avmikomokim daita lehoye lekalo bezeh sheyiyu afnei seim sheshemeres yovam, elo tzomish yivso kogam kelo neseyim ma'at. That's what they said. The way you handle sich, you don't take in consideration how much I need. And that's how much wine you're paskening for me, some meal for your daughters also. The Rabbonim should paskin so much. And you saw the Rabbonim would have said Amen, but since she was a Shemeres Shavam, they decided to keep quiet. Zot Rashi. The tzikek regilo shani, even the enochidish lo, she's rogo kvardoshe boy, veinei meziach libo, so it doesn't have an effect on her that she doesn't get an adverse effect from this wine. The tzikek deiro lahatim tafshel. Let us see Toisves regilo shani. The beraisa gufe ktoni rigila. Mashme davke rigila. I mean, what's the kasha? The omar rabchinene ba kahana rigila noisnilo. Meisve rigila noisnilo. Finish. So it says beferish rigila. What's it? The omar rabchinene. Vishloim the Rabbeloza nami ayri berigilo. That what Rabbeloza says you're not paisik yain is also speaking about berigilo. Divish ain't the regilo klaub if ne bailo, she today in paiskin. I mean, if she's not a regilo, so you have to tell me a shtikter, you don't give her wine. Dot yeshlon elit in law, she ain't bailo noisin lok shoise ima. We should give her more than a husband ever offers her. So al kochach, if Rabbi Lesser says you don't give wine, so he's coming to tell us, even though beveis baila she does drink wine, but when it's mashre yishta, you don't give her wine. So lekach tzorich lasim in the rabchinen is yesh regilo she nois nilok and she regilo shnei koises, but there's a regilo she nois nilok. So Rabbi Lesser speaking about a regilo, And the Barais is speaking about a regila. There's two types of regila. A regila of shnei koises is tak a nois nilo. A regila of ein kois is a nois nilo. Ein a regila bifnei bailo, elo kois echot. Vizeo peirish tivreshmo. Regila nois nilo kois echot, ein shegila bishnei koises. If she's rogel by her husband to have shnei koises, so then by mashri you give her one kois. Udekomar sheina regilo noisnilo shnei koises. What does that mean? Heine sheina regilo shahoyu noisnilo shnei koises. She wasn't regilo bebeis bailo to get to kois. Ala koisecho de noisnilo klau shalei bifnei bailo. The tzike kedeira abraisa koi. Klemem ibraisa loy tikshi. This is wine not for drinking purposes. This is wine for stamazoi, for being matim the food. Aber musa de shmule mefarshal kedeshanina. Zokte gemore weite. Tone kois echod yofele isha. One kois is good. Shnayim nivulhu. Shiloisha Taivas Bepe. By three cases already she's Taivas Tashmish Bepe. Arbo Afilu Chamur Taivas Beshuk Veina Makpedes. By four already she's in Gansen on kein Shum Musogim of Der Cheret. The Ben Yehuda wants to say two things. That what it says, Chamur, Tevas, Chamur, Beshuk, he says that doesn't, even after four cases, you don't go to a Chamur, it's not Mino. So he says, the Gemara means she'll go to a Goy. That means a Goy, Psa, Chamur, and Psorom. That means, shall be tarte l'reyes. After four cases, she doesn't look where she is. She could be b'shuk b'fneyam ve'ide, and she doesn't look who she's toveya, even someone who's psach hamayrim b'sorim. Yes, Akasha. So why is it that Chazal were masakin that a woman should drink talit kaisis by the Leil Seder? Four kaisis already is that dangerous? So he says there's a time span in between the first kais and you say the Haggadah and then the second kais and you eat and then between the third and the fourth you say Halal Haggadah and Nishma. So it seems he wants to say that if you have one after the other, so Mamela, the koyach of the yayin accumulates and it can have an adverse effect on her. But if there's a time span in between, it's not kefelach. Then he says something very interesting. It says shloisha toivas bepeh. So he wanted to say, it's very interesting. You'll take the word nekeve, and you'll take the word yayin, so it's gematria 227, which is gematria zocho. That means the Gemara says that's the difference between nekeve and azocha. Azocha is teveya bepeh, and nekeve is not huyim shel boch, that he's teveya, and she's not teveya. That's the gedder of Anisha. That's the inborn busha of Anisha. She's never teveya tashmish. So memele, that's why we see there was a tviya on leya, a teitze leya. I mean, al kaponim, normally Aisha is not teveya tashmish. So he says if you take a nekeva with yayin, you end up with, she has the characteristics of a zochal, that she's teveya bepet. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rove, loi shonu, lo she'ein bai lo imo. Avo bai lo imo, les lon bo. If it's bai lo imo, so me melus, a filo di yayin is magilo le taivis tashmi, shobo. This bai lo imo. Frag die Gemara, vo chano, the baila ime havoi. So we have a psalimud from Chana Shosoi that she, halachically, she didn't drink. Was baila ima. So the Gemara says, achsanoi shani. But the tashmish was also. The Omar Avune minayl achsanoi shosa betashmish hamite shenema vayeshkimu baboike. Ishtachov ne Hashem, ve yeshuvu ve yevoyu al beisom, horomoso, ve yeida elkona eschane ishtoi, ve yizkere Hashem. Hashte in me ikor aloi. So that means that before there was also betashmish, a gemuchi you see from the Gemara, even though it was Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara doesn't make an Eisek about Rosh Hashanah. The Eisek is Achsanoi. I saw a very interesting Chiddush in Emes L'Yakev from the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Yankev Zecheinu Levroche. He brings a Loshon HaRambam by this din that Achsanoi is also B'Tashmish Amite. Achsanoi osar betashmish amita ad sheyachser labayis. So Rabbi Yankev asks, what's pshat in Rambam? Achsanoi osar betashmish ad sheyachser. He's an achsanoi, he's osar betashmish. What did he say? Ad sheyachser labayis. So he wants to say a meiridike chiddush. He wants to say that the Rambam is telling us that just like by a leil tvile, there's a chiyuv pkide, lifkei des ishtoi, because she was osa till now, so an achsanoi, she also was osa till now. So is osa betashmish, amita ad sheyachzer labayis, and then there's a chiyuv pkide, that's what he wants to say. that Faket was Shinshi was also till now, so Lamaise then the Schalachi of Oina. Just let's learn one more Gemara, Mu'uyim Diki Gemara. Chayme Deviso Dabaye, Osi Lekame Derobe. She was the wife of Abaye. Abaye was Nifta already. She came to Rove that he should be Poisik Mzainis, Mr. Malfamone, what she needs, her necessities. Omrole psoikli mezaini, you should paskin how much mezaini is, and it posaklo. Psoikli chamra, wine. Omalo yedane be benachmeini de lehavi shosi chamra. I mean, I know Abaye never drank wine. What do you mean wine? You didn't, by Abaye you didn't have wine. Omrolei, chaye demar. What are you talking about? She swore that have a mashkilei bishufrizi. Ki hai. That, so, by us the gear says mashkilei, I used to give him to drink wine in goblets. Shufrizi is goblets. And ki hai, she took out, she went and there was, it seems there was a type of a kois, such a big kois there in the bezden. She went to grab the kois to show how much, what kind of koises used to drink wine. It's abyssal modne, so fine. So Abaye drank wine, but how does it come to her? Basically, the Tosfos read, there's, it seems a different gilsa. Oma lo yadana bei benachmein de lehave. Yeah, Omar Bechayda Madava Mashke Li Bishufrizi Ki Hai Perish Begviya Is Kedoyla. Yeah. She said, no, he used to give me big cases. What are you talking about? Now, we have Amir de Kamaise. Bahadi de Komach Vile. Now, she went and stretched out her hand to show Rove what kind of cases she used to drink from. Igli daro. So it seems her sleeve was not sufficient to cover her arm when she stretched out. Is igli daro nofal nahira bebeidine. So the yoifi, yofa kalvora kalvona, yofa kachame, that's what he says. That means that they saw she was a mirdike isha yefastoya. So Kozman, her sleeve was covering her arm, finished. But she went to stretch out her hand. Is nafal nahire bebeidine. Fine. Kom rove, herna meise, all the beise, he goes home after the yeshiva is bezen. Tovo lebas Rav Chisde. So it was Teveye bas Rav Chisde for Tashmish. So we learn pshat. I'll tell over soon Merdike ben Yayoda. He learned pshat. This was in front of him was Golo Daro. And, Misha Godel Mechavere Yitzra Godel Emenos. He was afraid of a hero, a machshove Rova was afraid. So Memele, so he came home to his wife, Tovo Labas Rav Chisde. He was Tameya. Omro Lei Bas Rav Chisde, so could be this was after the Tashmish. Man have ye idne bebeidin. Who is today in Bezlin? We'll see a merda kazach. Amar lo chayme devisa d'abaye. Chayme by his wife, Talmone. Navke abasra, so she went on a manhunt, so she started chasing her. Mochsa lo, so she started hitting her, bekulfid the shade, with a lock. She was beating her up with a lock. You better not come into the city anymore. And, Omra lo, and she told Chaima, Kotlos lich tlos, you killed three people already. Now this Chaima was the Gemara says in Yevamos, Amar Dikazach, Rabbi Yochanan was Soimer that after three times there is a Chazokin, not after two times. And Abaye asked him, after three times, fine. Oh, but Rabbi Yochanan said after three times. So this Chaima had married two Anoshim Gedolim, and they both had died. But Rabbi Yochanan said, there's a chazok after three times, so Abaye married her. And he also died. So now she was a katlanis from three times already. L'chol adeye she was also. So now she's a chazok. So she told her, listen, you killed three people already. V'osis l'mikta l'achine, now you're gonna kill a fourth. You're showing my husband, a kais and us, you weren't too careful, you stretched your hand, one lady could read between the lines what was up your sleeve. That, so she got rid of her. Now there's a Meiradike Ben Yayoda on this Gemara. The Ben Yayoda says, Hine, bevadai hagomu vahaboru. He says, when you learn this Gemara, she'ein tvi yezu hoysa machmas hirer taive, that when Rava went over to his wife, it wasn't because it was a hirer taive, she'hirer b'choyma, v'loy lahashkita ishtavose b'ishtoy, that's not the story. If that was the story, the Gemara would never tell the story. What's that for me, listen to us? You have to be mefals of this? Now he says, amoyre de kezach. He says he did this all lefnim, lemare naim. There was no taiva, there was nothing. But he wanted his wife to think there was a taiva. He wanted his wife involved. Why? Why? Because kibir oiso, he saw the he iza choyme kolkach laharis loimides agviya bizroya. What's kind of it? Is she showing him, I drink kaises, and she had to stretch out her hand to show him a kais. He read between the lines. Haven shenosnei ne'aboli noseloi. So he realized that, he's next on the list. Achre shekvar niseis l'shloisha l'gdoile hadar. She married already three. I mean, she had married, tzatzkis from husbands. And some Amela, she wanted a fourth one. I mean, the Abaye is not here anymore, so he's the next on the line. V'niskavnu laharis lo yoifyo kidei shetinosei chen be'eino v'yiseno. This was done not accidentally, it was done intentionally. And he says, so this is Azoy Shlech, because she was a katlanis. She was a katlanis. And he was afraid that she was some lady, she might come again. Now, Baruch Hashem, but if she'll be coming again, and she'll be frightened on the Zalbashtik, he wanted her. So he couldn't tell her, don't come again. I mean, she's now money, he can't tell her this. So this whole thing was a shpilachol. So he came to his wife, but his wife was able to read between the lines, so she took care of her. And that's what he says. Okay, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ve'yivoyor beisam v'hoda ve'yed el kones chano chaymez eshmo shifrezi gviyim aruchim. These are long goblets. Ki hai Kemidis Amosi Yisroi, such, she showed, just the Vakert, the Rashi seems, she showed him how big the kaises are. Tavla Basrav, chiz the Tavas Ishti Letashmish, Bekufa Desheide Bimanoel Shel Argis. she started hitting her with a lock. The Ben Yehuda says that she didn't have anything else to do. Why take a stick? Why do you have to take a lock? So he says she wanted to tell her it's time to close up. You killed three husbands already. So Memele, so now you have to close up. Katalstaloch tlashekva niseis legimel umesu kedama biyavomespe kaboy yevimtoy lemiktalachini shabosel harashefiach shetitpoitz ish olecha.